Considers Name Change, 5th of February, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Washington, D.C. Now that he's seeking the presidency, Senator Barack Obama is contemplating a name change, insiders say. His name is too difficult for voters to remember, they contend, and even worse, it sounds like the name of terrorist Osama bin Laden's first name. Valerie Jarrett told UN News reporter A Lot of Lies, quote, people won't vote for a candidate whose name they don't recognize. And they sure as hell won't vote for anybody whose name reminds them of the bastard whose terrorist attack on New York City took down the Twin Towers, unquote. This from an Obama advisor. Is Obama Irish? It's like, oi, me lad. Me name's Obama, Obama, and I'm from County Cork. According to the sources close to the senator, he's thinking of changing his name to either Hillary Rodham Clinton or just Hillary Clinton, because that is a name already familiar to Americans. Sounds female, which should help attract female voters, and already belongs to the Democratic Party's front runner. Senator Clinton, Bill's wife, said she would oppose Obama if he tries to steal her name. After all, she pointed out, she had to wed Bill Clinton, remain married to him despite his numerous affairs, and pretend that she loves him in order to carry his name. Quote, once on our honeymoon, despite my lesbian leanings, I even had to have sex with him, as Chelsea proves, unquote. This, she recalls, shuddering. Quote, she isn't about to give up her name without a fight, she vowed. Well, that's not a quote, all right? Besides, she said, having two Hillary Clintons on the same primary ballot would confuse voters even worse than did hanging Chads. Neither Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi nor President George Bush would comment on the matter, but Rosie O'Donnell said, quote, I always thought if he changed his name, Obama would go for Pelosi. He's such a Nancy boy, unquote. Barbara Walters responded with an uncharacteristic signature phrase, quote, that poor, pathetic man, unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.